Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
President Trump also indicating today he intends to close the Federal Department of Education.
This is an outrage.
I'd like to speak with someone who works here.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? You're going to beat us up if we go in?
I know he was told to come out here and do this.
Yes, but
he was told to come out here and block members of Congress from entering an all-access entrance to the Department of Education
as we fight
in defense of public education and students.
Democratic members of Congress barred from entering the Department of Education Friday morning as President Trump continues to threaten to diminish and eventually eliminate the department.
Maybe you've noticed in the past few years that the Republican Party has been actively trying to make their own constituents dumber every day than they were the day before. And I don't mean that as hyperbole. I mean actually anti-being smart, pro-ignorance, burn the books, close the libraries, we don't need no stinking fancy book learner around these parts, and whatever you do, don't let your kids go to college because it'll turn them gay. Have you seen any of this lately?
Right now at 6, libraries are being cut from some HISD schools.
Librarians are concerned the move will cripple the learning curve for students.
5 years ago, this was anointed the best small library in America. Today, the trustees are facing a recall.
They start showing up at your house, guns on their hips and Bible tracts in their hands.
Activists demanding that the library ban more than 400 books. Are any of those books in the library?
Not a single one.
President Obama once said he wants everybody in America to go to college. What a snob. Give money to colleges and universities who are undermining the very principles of our country every single day by indoctrinating kids in left-wing ideology. The indoctrination that occurs in American universities is one of the keys to the left holding and maintaining power in America.
It claims that critical race theory is being taught in schools, and
we had one mom come in and say, this has Black Lives Matter themes.
Did it?
It was a fairy tale by Chris Colfer, so it probably has, you know, people of color in the book.
On that list of books that was given to the library, I saw who was Frederick Douglass.
So today, we're going to talk about why the right hates education and how they have been waging war on education for over 100 years now. This isn't new. This is just the first time they've actually had as many stupid morons in positions of power as they do voters to vote them in. Here's a reminder.
The other night, I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or something like that, but it's about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires are cool people, or not. But I'm telling you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire, did you know that?
And I said, well, she doesn't have a backpack, we should be fine. And I said, oh look, the jihad squad decided to show up for work today.
My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done.
Are you a racist? Do you hate Mexicans?
In Georgia, we're done with the establishment twin buddy system. I believe in Jesus, guns, and babies. And I believe in putting the Constitution first.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense. That no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic and all 30 rounds.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I think
your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Listen.
Order.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built bush body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman.
Hey guys, we know we're small,
but we are strong, and we're growing because of you. Do you know in the last month we got over 2,000 subscribers, and I want you to help us get to 3,000 subscribers, we can do it. Press that subscribe button. It's completely free, but it means the world to us. It shows us that you like this unique take on the news. And when we get big, we promise we won't sell out and be like that other left-wing channel. Become a part of this community. I promise you, we will not let you down.
Yeah. Is she the dumbest person in the House of Representatives?
I'd be hard-pressed to find someone dumber.
Okay. Let's start here. Remember Betsy DeVos? Yeah, in 2016, ex-president Tangerine Trump made her Secretary of Education. That means she was in charge of policy for public schools and public education for the entire country. Even though her entire career before 2016 consisted of rallying the government to get rid of public schools and public education. Yeah, you heard that right. The Secretary of Education was a former activist for getting rid of public education. You can't make this shit up. You see, when I said the right wing hates education, I really meant the right wing hates education for your kids, but not theirs. For almost 25 years, Betsy DeVos has arguably been the most dogged political operative in the movement to privatize public education. Under the banner of choice, she funded, founded, and/or led a mind-numbing list of organizations. The American Federation for Children, Alliance for School Choice, Foundation for Excellence in Education, Jeb Bush's operation, by the way, All Children Matter, the American Education Reform Council, Education Freedom Fund, the Great Lakes Education Project, and the point is, all of these groups work in the states to defund public education by diverting the money to private schools through vouchers and other means. Now, we're going to get into vouchers, but first, it's important that you know that this isn't new, and it has its roots in racism, ruling class elitism, Christian nationalism, and the point is to segregate the schools for the rich, preferably the white, worthy kids, from the unwashed poor like me and you. And conservatives have been doing this since public schools have been a thing, period. Before the Civil War, racial segregation in schools was common, particularly in the southern states where slavery was legal. Black children were often denied access to education altogether, and if they did attend school, they were typically relegated to separate and inferior facilities. Obviously, right? After the Civil War,
General William Sherman had set aside land for freed people in South Carolina. They destroyed ballot boxes, and they refused to let freed people vote.
The Reconstruction era saw some progress in educational opportunities for African Americans. The Freedmen's Bureau, established by Congress in 1865, helped establish the schools for freed slaves. However, these efforts were often met with resistance from white supremacists, and segregation remained prevalent in many areas. Let's look at Plessy versus Ferguson, 1896. This landmark Supreme Court case upheld the constitutionality of racial segregation under the separate but equal doctrine. This decision essentially legalized segregation in various public facilities, including schools, as long as the facilities for different races were deemed to be equal. And you see the quotes I'm putting there, you get where we're going. In reality, the facilities for Black Americans were almost always inferior to facilities for white Americans. And white people everywhere said, "Oh no, I didn't know. I'm clutching my pearls." There were efforts for desegregation, but those were hard fought. Following the Brown decision, efforts to desegregate public schools were met with significant resistance in many parts of the country, particularly, say it with me, in the South. The civil rights movement played a crucial role here.
You have to remember that after the Supreme Court banned school segregation in 1954, not everyone, including people like Bull Connor, the commissioner of public safety for Birmingham, Alabama, just rolled over and accepted that ban. In fact, they threatened to shut the schools down rather than integrate them. And scores of white families who didn't like the idea of their kids commingling with black kids began to flee whatever schools were forcibly integrated en masse, leaving schools like the high school famously integrated in Little Rock, Arkansas, almost 100% black. This white flight birthed the Christian right movement and fueled their push to create private, sometimes church-sponsored schools that became taxpayer-funded private schools imposing religious doctrines to a select class of typically middle-class or upper-class white students. These were more commonly known as segregation academies.
Now, here's the second long-standing reason for hating public education that the right has. And this is so far back that unless we want to talk about the Pilgrims, we're just going to have to pick a time period to start. I'm going to start with the Red Scare. The Red Scare of communism changed history and social studies textbooks. Changes included revisions to emphasize American values and Christian and white put together, and democracy with a concerted effort to eliminate any criticism of America altogether, in an atmosphere of censorship and suppression of anyone who expressed leftist or liberal views. They risked accusations of subversion and faced professional and social repercussions. Freedom was curtailed as educators self-censored to avoid controversy and accusations of disloyalty. Sounds familiar. Anyway, this was the precursor to being forced to say the Pledge of Allegiance with one nation under God, which wasn't in the original pledge, and liberty and justice for all, which wasn't true for most people then or now. On to 1925, the state of Tennessee versus John Thomas Scopes, commonly referred to as the Scopes Monkey Trial, was a landmark trial challenging the Butler Act, which prohibited the teaching of evolution in Tennessee. Evolution lost, but won later on in the technicality.
On the day of the announced decision, the two opposing sides waited calmly in the courtroom. The jury foreman, Captain Jack Thompson, delivered the verdict of guilty as charged. John Scopes received the decree of his $100 fine without any outward show of bitterness. 2 years later, the decision was to be reversed in the Appellate Court of Appeals. William Jennings Bryan died 5 days after the end of the famous trial.
But the point is, the seeds of creationism, as well as the fight against creationism and all its varieties of intelligent design and science denialism, were born here. That battle is still being fought more vociferously than ever as we move into the 21st century. The resistance to the goal of teaching the Old Testament as history and seeking to make a curriculum based on so-called American values and patriarchy is tightly intertwined with all the book banning and the repression of simple truths of life that they're going to call woke, that you might just call history. And here's the big one. Number three. Them versus us. Not white versus black. Not country versus country. Girl versus boy. Male, female, or any other version. Not woke versus non-woke. The 1% versus everyone else. And it started, once again, with race, but was way more than that. Vouchers showed up right around the same time as the Head Start program. Head Start is a federal program that aims to promote school readiness for children from low-income households, primarily through comprehensive early childhood education, health, nutrition, and parent involvement in services. That's it. It was launched in 1968 as a part of President Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty, Great Society Initiative.
It was less than 3 months ago that we opened a new war front on poverty. We set out to make certain that poverty's children would not be forevermore poverty's capital.
Yet, the right hated it, and they've been fighting it ever since.
It's important to understand what the Department of Education does for you and your kids. Among the things it does is student lending, Pell Grants, something called IDEA, which is basically federal funding for families with children with disabilities, and Title I, which is funding used solely to ensure that all kids, regardless of income, can acquire a quality education. Trump's henchmen want to eliminate the Department of Education. They want to create block grants to funnel tax dollars to private and religious schools, to basically make white flight a taxpayer-funded benefit. They want to scale back enforcement of civil rights laws like Title IX. They want to take federal funding away from schools with curricula, books, or classes that address race, racism, gender, and sexuality. They want to eliminate school administrator positions that oversee DEI initiatives.
Well, one, competition isn't the real fear. The real fear is an educated society able to think for themselves rather than become cogs in the wheel that made them rich in the first place. You see, underneath it all, the right has always known this. The reason slaves weren't allowed to read isn't because it was too expensive. It wasn't because it was too hard to mandate. It's because once they learned to read, they could no longer be a slave. Period. This excerpt from Frederick Douglass's book puts it way better than I ever could.
Very soon after I went to live with Mr. and Mrs. Auld, she very kindly commenced to teach me the ABC. After I had learned this, she assisted me in learning to spell words of three or four letters. Just at this point in my progress, Mr. Auld found out what was going on and at once forbade Mrs. Auld to instruct me further, telling her, among other things, that it was unlawful as well as unsafe to teach a slave to read. To use his own words, further, he said, if you gave a nigger an inch, he will take an L. A nigger should know nothing but to obey his master, to do as he is told to do. Learning would spoil the best nigger in the world. Now, he said, if you teach that nigger, speaking of myself, how to read, there would be no keeping him. It would forever unfit him to be a slave. He would at once become unmanageable and of no value to his master. As to himself, it could do him no good, but a great deal of harm. It would make him discontented and unhappy. These words sank deep into my heart, stirring up sentiments within that lay slumbering, and called into existence an entirely new train of thought. It was a new and special revelation, and explained dark and mysterious things with which my youthful understanding had struggled, but struggled in vain. I now understood what had been to me the most perplexing difficulty, to wit, the white man's power to enslave the black man. It was a grand achievement, and I puzzled at it. From that moment, I understood the pathway from slavery to freedom. It was education. Now, all of this demonizing of leftist brainwashing, the woke mafia, and trying to get rid of history in schools might be for Christian nationalism purposes, sure, race purposes, definitely. But all of it serves the same purpose. They need their constituents dumb as possible, because they want to elect empty vessels into positions of power. Vessels that will allow them to take control of every important aspect of their financial and social policy, but never ask any questions and are too stupid to notice that they are the puppets. And they're not even in control of their own decisions. There are people like Herschel Walker, MTG, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, Tommy Tuberville, and yes, the dumbest and the most ignorant of them all, Donald frickin' Trump. The only way you get these people into office is to make this your voting base.
4 years of dictator Trump or 4 years of democratically elected Joe Biden?
Dictator Trump.
There it is. Dictator Trump.
And that's a lie. You're a liar. It's the first day he said, I'll be a dictator for one day to put in the border And one other thing, you're a liar.
Drill, baby, drill.
You're part of the media, a baby media turkey.
I love the poorly educated.
I'm going to tell you why I support President Trump. He is a problem solver. In fact, I'm amazed of his genius.
Okay, so what does it say there?
Trump, no more bull.
But what does it actually say there?
Well, you just have to use a blue Sharpie.
Okay, this says Trump 2020, make liberals cry again. But Trump's the one who's not in office. So the liberals were happy about the 2020 election. But if you had to say who's been crying about the 2020 election, who would it be?
You know, I love people. I love diversity. I do. I honestly, in my heart, I do. What I see on TV, what I read on the news is a lot of people getting bussed from Texas, Governor Abbott, saying we cannot sustain all these people coming in.
Do you think that's PR and propaganda, or do you think that's you take him at his word?
No, I absolutely believe it, because the reason I say I believe that is because Governor Abbott, he's sitting there saying he can't sustain this. So if Abbott, he's not even on the border where Texas is, right? And if Abbott can't sustain the influx of immigrants that are coming, then what do you think is happening in Texas, where they're right there on the border? I mean, that should speak volumes. Right?
I never got the impression that Obama loved America. He was from this place and that place, and you know, do we really know where he was from?
Well, he was born in Hawaii, in the United States.
Right, he was born in Hawaii, but Trump, he was an open book. I know I sound stupid to the Democrats right now.
I love the poorly educated.
You support somebody if they called for the termination of the Constitution?
No.
Can I show you something? Because I'm shocked that so many people don't know about this. On True Social, this is from Trump's True Social, because of his belief that the election was stolen, he said a massive fraud of this type of magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't believe that right there.
Even though he sent it out on True Social?
That's not true, though.
It's still up on his account?
No, that's not true. That somebody made a fake thing.
Okay.
Was not an insurrection.
What was it?
It was an overthrow of the government.
It wasn't an insurrection. It was an overthrow of the government.
I love the poorly educated.
You mentioned that Obama's racist because of what he's doing in power right now. What is he doing that's racist?
For America.
But what's the racist part of it?
Look what he's doing to the gay community. You don't think what he's doing is hurting them?
But homosexuality is not a race, right?
No. I'm jumping around. You got to follow.
The racism in this country started with Obama.
What are your thoughts about the arraignment?
Candace?
We believe it's a witch hunt, but we do believe that President Trump is actually protected under the continuity of government. I believe he's our authentic president and that we are watching a movie.
Oh, really? So he's the current president of the United States?
I believe that.
What is Biden doing then?
Well, Biden is, we're under a continuity of government. It's a military action. Showing the people in slow motion the corruption and all the different elements, all the different agencies and the dual system. So they're saying, okay, if you want to steal the election, which they did, this is what you're going to get.
So then how is Biden doing in his role? Is he the president right now?
No, Biden is an actor, but right. I think Biden has been gone a long time. That's how I feel.
Gone dead?
Gone dead.
He's gone dead.
The one walking around?
An actor.
Do we know who the actor is?
There's different ones that play him. Everybody has actors, but I know it sounds so far-fetched, but yeah. They say that they're going to reveal it soon.
And now they're hoping that the rest of us will send our kids to schools that will turn them into that. And not intelligent, discerning citizens. Citizens that vote for their own self-interest and not for the rich masters. If that happens, you won't need chains to make slavery great again. An uneducated population will do it to themselves with a smile.
So far this year, Iowa and Arkansas have passed laws to loosen child labor restrictions, and four other Midwestern states are advancing bills through their legislatures. Iowa's law is the most expansive. It would allow some minors to work in jobs that were previously prohibited to them, like those involving demolition and power-driven machines.
How are those two things related? The loosening of the child labor laws and the rejection of education and self-learning. I have a riddle for you. What did the minor child mining in the mine say when he's asked, does he mind doing all of what's required of him on his application? Now, I don't know for sure what the answer is, but I know it's probably something like, well, I can't read what it say, massa. So, I guess I'll see you on the next one. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.